Chapter 7. Aquatic People. Comprehension. Passage. Read this magazine article. Water undoubtedly plays a huge role in the lives of people everywhere. We use it for drinking, cooking, and washing. We search in it for food. We travel across it in boats. We swim, dive, and play in it. However, some people believe that in the past, water used to be an even more important part of our lives. According to most scientists, millions of years ago, man's ancestors lived in the forest and ate nuts and fruit. Gradually, they began to catch small animals to eat, and then moved out onto the plains and began hunting bigger animals. However, there is another theory. It suggests that, between the forest and the plains, our early ancestors lived in another very different environment, in water. This may seem a very strange idea, but there are lots of facts which support it. Human babies are able to swim when they are only a few weeks old. They happily float and wave their arms to move themselves around. They are not at all frightened and somehow know to stop breathing when their faces are underwater. Also, man has lost almost all of his body hair. This is very different from most other mammals, except for those which live in water, such as dolphins and whales. Early man's naked skin would have allowed him to swim more easily, as it made him more streamlined. Hair still grew on his head, as that would have been out of the water, and would need protection from the sun. Man also developed a layer of fat under his skin, just as dolphins and whales have in order to keep warm underwater. A final argument for a water-living man is that human beings walk standing upright, which no other animals do. This could be because, when man lived in water, he had to hold his head up high to breathe. The water would also have helped him to balance on two legs and would have supported the weight of his body. So the next time you go fishing, or for a swim at the beach, just remember that your very ancient ancestors might have done exactly the same thing.